Scrapbook photos of a blended family. Hallmark Media presents Hearts Around the Table, Kiki's Fourth Ingredient. An aerial view of the bay in Washington. A brick storefront of the Fresh Pick Farmer's Market. Inside, a plate of cookies beside chalk signs that read, Hot Chocolate, $2, and Pies, $11.50. A shelf of mason jars full of pickled beans. A bowl of bell peppers. A box of red apples. The indoor market is industrial farmhouse style with wood beams strung with Edison lights. Kiki enters holding several pie boxes under her chin. She rushes to the counter and puts them down.
Hi, Kayla. I made chocolate zucchini muffins again. But what can I say? Zucchini is in season.
My favorite season. These are your best.
Thank you.
But I am surprised you made this order with all the wedding hubbub happening this week.
Oh, all is calm on the wedding front. Honestly, Jenna is the most organized person I know.
Right, but aren't you catering the wedding?
Yeah. But I cook for hundreds of people every lunch hour out of my food truck, so how hard can it be?
Kiki, this is your sister's wedding. Jenna, you know the one who eats and breathes perfection?
Right, yeah. Well, I've almost finished up on the menu here, and you know, I'm sure that Jenna and Andrew are gonna love it.
I am sure, too. But just in case you need something special, just give me a ring, and I will open up for you after hours.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, but I think I should be fine. Okay, I've got to run, but I'll see you soon.
She turns and bumps into the man behind her in line. They lock eyes. He has gray hair and piercing blue eyes. She smiles and walks away. He watches her go.
She seems in a hurry. So I'll take that, and then, dozen of whatever smells so good.
The lady behind the counter hands him one of Kiki's boxes.
And there you go.
Thank you.
That's fresh chocolate zucchini muffins. You just bumped into the chef.
He smiles to himself. Then, outside a bridal boutique, a sign reads, Happily Ever After starts here. Inside, Kiki and Sherry sip champagne outside a curtained change room. Jenna sticks her head out.
Feel real. Like in 4 days, I'll be married?
Yes!
Yes!
Cheers to that!
Jenna goes back in.
Okay, so Jenna, be honest. When you and Andrew were dating in high school, did you ever think that one day you two would be getting married?
Yeah, of course she did.
She had Mrs. Jenna Clarington scribbled on every single one of her binders.
I did not.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I totally remember that.
Yes. Oh, come on, Jenna, you cannot deny that. But look how far you guys have come. I mean, we should all be so lucky to marry our best friend from high school.
I still have so many balls in the air. I just hope everything falls into place.
Of course it will. I mean, you've planned this whole thing, so now you just get to sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself.
Speaking of enjoyment, you do have a few more days to find a date.
Oh, no. Oh.
Come on. Any guy would be lucky to date you.
Sherry flips through a rack of dresses.
Thank you.
But seriously, we did finalize the seating chart. We saved one spot just in case, just saying.
Kiki widens her eyes, exasperated.
But I am fine on my own, okay? It's just, look, I'm catering this wedding, so I don't have any time to be spending with a date.
Well, you better find some time to shake it with me on the dance floor after dinner.
Oh, I have been practicing my dance moves. Just need to make sure that I have enough energy at the end of the night.
Kiki, is everything okay with the catering?
Of course. Well, cooking is my favorite thing to do for our family.
Yeah, but cooking for us on Sunday dinner is one thing. I mean, catering an entire wedding, that's a lot of pressure.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to taste what you cook up.
Me too. Andrew and I know it's going to be amazing.
Oh, well, thanks for the vote of confidence in there.
Kiki's phone rings.
Oh, just give me... What would they be calling? One sec. Hello?
She steps away.
Yeah. No, look, I need the salmon delivered by Friday.
Kiki, you're missing all the fun.
Okay, yep, I'll be right there.
The shop stylist grabs a veil from Sherry's hands and shuts the curtain aggressively. She slides it into Jenna's hair.
What's going on out there?
It's just Josh trying to do some recon for Andrew. Don't worry, I won't tell him anything.
Aren't the groomsmen supposed to be having a lunch to welcome the best man? Live in the moment, Josh!
Meanwhile, Andrew and Evan drink at the bar of an upscale restaurant. Josh walks over, hanging up the phone.
Unbelievable. In high school, my sisters would ask my opinion on prom dresses all the time. You think I wanted to answer them? But I did. And now? Nothing. It's like I've been shut out.
Sounds like you're being punished there, pal. Hey,
Thanks for doing some recon for me, though. Appreciate it.
I haven't been around the family for that long, but even I know those sisters are always together. All for one, right?
Well, you've certainly lifted Sherry's spirits over the last few weeks, and a happy Sherry is a happy life for all of us.
Hey, there he is.
The man from the farmer's market walks over in a chef jacket. Andrew, he hugs Bryce. Andrew.
So good to see you.
Hey, the best man.
Yeah, best wingman since, what, grade school?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Clay, this is Evan.
How you doing, man?
And this is Josh.
Hey, it's great to meet you. I've heard a lot. That is a total lie. I've heard nothing.
Well, you guys being taken care of? Because I have connections.
Clay is being modest, but he is, in fact, the executive chef and owner of this restaurant.
Okay.
Anyways, what's the plan for the bachelor party?
No plans. Andrew thought it might be fun just to catch up for a while, yeah?
Yeah.
Come on, we gotta do something, right? It's tradition.
You know, I'm not so much of a fan of the traditional stag, but if you want to throw something together, I'm sure we could squeeze it in.
Evan smiles with excitement.
What's that mischief I see, Evan?
On this face?
Oh, no. I'm calling them again, and they're gonna pick up this time.
You're relentless.
At the bridal suite, Sherry video chats with Josh.
We're not going to have to get the
dress. I'm not calling for that.
Really?
Not this time. I just wanted you to know that you have a stand-up boyfriend. He's planning a bachelor party for Andrew.
Oh, is he?
Sherry grins.
Okay, you guys ready out there?
Oh, I guess since I'm already on the call, you might as well let me see Jenna for 1 minute?
No.
Kiki on the phone.
Okay, no, that is perfect. Yeah, I will call you later.
She hangs up.
All right, this party is for sisters only.
No, don't be mean. Come on.
Love you. Bye.
She hangs up. Her phone rings again.
Oh, it's Angie.
She video chats Angie.
Hey.
How's it going? Can't believe I'm not there. But Rory and Gina have teacher conferences this morning.
No, it's okay. No, you were here when she bought it.
Kiki joins.
Yeah, and at the 20 other stores until she found the one.
She waves at Angie.
Okay. You guys ready?
The stylist pulls back the curtain, revealing Jenna in a wedding dress.
Oh.
Sherry aims Angie so she can see.
What do you think?
Oh, stunning, stunning.
Jenna is in a mermaid-style crystal-beaded dress.
So gorgeous.
She turns to look at herself in the mirror.
It's real.
They stand beside her.
It's really happening. I'm getting married.
Yeah, you are.
I just wish my mom was here to see this.
I'm sure she's watching and smiling down on you.
You're my mom too, Angie. I'm so lucky to have you all.
They put their hands on her.
We're all here for you. Always.
There's nothing I can do to change the past.
That's right, so let's focus on that bright future of yours. Well, I have some serious flower prep to do, so I'll see you soon, my hearts.
Bye.
Bye.
Angie hangs up.
Oh, well, I'll see you at the house. There's just something I've got to figure out first.
Kiki?
I'll be there as soon as I can, okay? I love you. I love you.
Bye. Don't work too hard.
Kiki scurries out. Next, she walks down the street talking on the phone.
You must be able to get salmon from another supplier.
No, it has to be salmon, okay? It's the bride's favorite, and I need this wedding dinner to be memorable and meaningful.
Okay, well, if you can't get it, I'll just have to think of something else.
Then, at Angie's house, she makes centerpieces of daisies and baby's breath. She snips the stems on a bouquet. Jenna enters.
Oh, wow. These look amazing.
Jenna takes her hand.
Oh, thank you so much for everything you're doing for the wedding. I wouldn't be here without you.
Well, supporting you, nurturing you, watching you bloom on your own, it's been an absolute joy of being your foster mom.
They share a warm smile. Jenna walks around the counter to stand beside Angie.
Angie, there's something I wanted to ask you. Would you walk me down the aisle? It'd really mean a lot to me to have you by my side, like you've always been.
I would love to. Oh, Jenna.
They hug tightly. Jenna wells up with tears.
Sorry.
She wipes her eyes.
I don't know why I keep tearing up today.
Oh, honey, this is one of the biggest events of your life. It's bound to bring up a lot of feelings.
I just wasn't expecting I'd miss my mom so much, you know?
There's something I've been meaning to give you.
Angie goes to another room. Next, Jenna sits at the counter playing with a flower. Angie enters with a jewelry box and sits beside her.
I was gonna save this for your wedding day, but I think this might connect you to the something old.
Jenna takes the box.
It came with you in that big box when you arrived at the house all those years ago.
She opens it.
Oh, wow.
A vintage necklace and earrings.
It's beautiful.
With sapphires and gold.
I believe it was your mother's.
She shakes her head slightly.
I don't remember it.
She cradles the jewel in her fingers.
But it's lovely. What's this?
From the bottom, she pulls out a wedding photo of a young couple. Angie moves beside her.
Is that my mom? Look how young she is.
19 or 20, I'd say.
Look at her smile.
Beautiful. And she's with a very handsome young man.
I've never seen this picture before. He looks so happy.
She smiles. It quickly fades.
Jen, are you okay?
Angie sits again.
I didn't know that photo would be in there.
No, yeah. I just haven't thought about my father in years. But he clearly hasn't thought of me either, so.
She puts the photo back and shuts the box.
I have a great family now.
Angie smiles tenderly.
My chosen family.
She takes Jenna's hand.
You sure do.
They hold hands. Jenna nods. Later, a view of the bay. Kiki walks up to Angie's door with pizza boxes tucked under her chin.
Okay.
She reaches one hand in her bag and starts to lose the boxes. Clay arrives behind her with a big paper bag.
Can I give you a hand?
Claire, sure you got a hand to spare?
Always do. Just takes a little rebalancing.
He takes two boxes from her in one hand.
Thank you.
They stare at each other for a moment.
I promised Andrew I'd drop this off.
It's you from the market.
Your chocolate and zucchini combination was great. You have a real gift.
Thank you.
Wait until you try my pizza.
She sees writing on his paper bag.
Is that... That's takeout from Seven Basil.
Yeah.
Well, that's fancy. I didn't even think restaurants like that did takeout.
Well, when you own the place, they let you bend the rules from time to time.
You own Seven Basil?
Yeah, I'm Clay. I'm the best man.
I'm Kiki.
Oh, you're Jenna's sister. Yeah, I've heard so much about you. You're catering the wedding, right?
Well, I own a restaurant. It's a food truck, but, currently I'm specializing.
She drops a box. He catches it.
Pizza? Oh, here, why don't you hand me that?
She gives him her last two boxes.
After you.
She unlocks the door and they go in.
Say, I'm curious to see how a food truck chef is going to serve 100 people appetizers and a formal plate of dinner.
She takes the pizzas.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
Oh, I didn't mean anything by
Food's
that.
Food's here!
His phone buzzes. He puts down the takeout and checks it.
It's Andrew. He wants me to meet him in an hour.
Oh, that's too bad. I was going to ask if you would mentor me.
Oh, well, I would totally do that.
I'm kidding. I got this.
Okay, well, consider it an open invitation.
Angie enters.
Oh, smells amazing.
Hey, Angie.
Yes.
Hi, nice to finally meet you.
Indeed.
This is Clay. He can't stay, because Andrew calls.
Well, groom takes priority over Sunday supper this week, at least.
Yes.
Kiki stares at him.
Well, call me if you need me.
He leaves.
Thanks. I will.
Seems nice, and he brought food, winning combination.
He's something all right. I brought your favorite.
Angie opens a box. Oh, then Kiki and Sherry at her artist residence.
And then he just dropped his 5-star takeout and took off.
Okay, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be mad about. That takeout was pretty good.
Pretty good? It was great. But I have been test cooking for hours. And now, the dinner I wanted to do for Jenna's wedding isn't going to turn out the way I wanted it to, and I have 3 days to come up with a whole new menu and game plan.
So it's the catering that's the problem.
I've never catered for 100 people before, and I definitely don't need someone judging me.
Kiki, he's also just a person, and he seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah, I suppose.
Kiki, if anyone can do this, it's you. And I think that Clay would be a great industry contact. Just think about what Angie would say. Be true to yourself, but don't be afraid to ask for some help.
Kiki smiles.
I know. And he is a great resource.
She scrunches her face.
It's just...
I know. He is way too good looking.
No, I mean, yes, he is, but... What I was going to say is, if
feel awkward asking anyone for help.
Well, if you're gonna ask anyone, might as well be the cute guy.
Very funny. Well, I guess I better get going.
She grabs her bag.
Well, can you just please promise me one thing? Please try and get some sleep tonight.
Sherry gives her a big hug.
Thank you. You're trying to keep me balanced.
You're welcome, I think.
See you soon.
Yeah.
Sherry pets her back as she leaves and watches her go with a sigh. Then Andrew and Jenna are in their place prepping gift bags.
He's insisting. When I told him I didn't need a bachelor party.
Sounds like Evan's just trying to support you.
Knowing him, he's probably just going to want to go to a workout class or do push-ups all night.
He's just trying to get to know you better. He's making an effort to be a part of the family.
Yeah, I guess so.
Come on, just go out. Embrace the fun. You're only going to get married once.
You're right about that.
They smile and lean in to kiss.
Sorry, one second.
He gets up and grabs his phone.
Oh, would you look who it is? Hello, Mother.
Andrew, I'm so glad you picked up. Look, I was chatting with Betty at yoga this week.
And since your brother can't come because of the big Hong Kong deal, I, sort of invited her to the wedding.
Mom, we've been over this. Jenna and I have already finalized the guest list. So sorry.
I thought with John not coming, Betty could take his
spot. Mom,
I
really appreciate your opinions.
Oh, come on.
But Jenna and I have everything organized and under control over here.
Andrew?
I want you to have the most special day. I have some ideas for the mother-son dance.
Mom?
There are traditions to be honored.
We can talk about this dance another time, okay?
What about Jenna's family traditions?
Are they being honored?
Jenna stares woefully. Andrew turns off speakerphone.
Look, whatever Jenna wants to do is how we're going to do it, okay? End of discussion. This is Jenna's day. Don't forget that.
Of course.
I understand.
It's going to be a wonderful day. Bye, dear.
Okay, bye.
I'm gonna get some air.
Oh, Jenna, I'm so sorry. Jenna.
She walks away. He sighs and drops his shoulders. Then, Angie on her couch talks on the phone with Andrew.
Well, she was fine until my mother called. And I know my
mom can be very opinionated, which has been hard on Jenna. I should not let her change the mother-son dance.
Well, I think this is less about you and your mom and more about Jenna.
You think she still wants to go ahead with the wedding?
I don't doubt it for a minute.
Leave it to me. I'm gonna make a few calls. I think I might know how to help Jenna find what she's looking for.
Thank you, Angie.
He hangs up, tucks his phone in his pocket, and leaves. At the farmer's market, Kiki stands in front of the produce writing in a notebook. Clay enters and grabs a basket. He watches her from afar. She takes a strawberry from a box, sniffs it, and takes a bite. He smiles and walks over.
Kiki!
She turns with the strawberry sticking out of her mouth.
Fancy meeting you here.
She takes it out.
Hmm. Oh, I could say the same. Don't you have people that deliver your produce for you?
Yeah, well, when I can, I like to come and pick out the fresh local ingredients for the evening's menu myself.
Oh.
Are the strawberries?
She grabs a box.
Surprisingly sweet, actually, for this time of year.
They walk around the produce stand.
But the dessert I wanted to do for the wedding might actually work out as planned.
Well, that's great to hear. And, so how's everything shaping up for you for Saturday?
It's coming along. Just a few bumps along the road, but nothing that I can't handle.
She goes to the counter.
Well, you're very brave. I wouldn't take on this catering job myself.
She hands money to the clerk.
Really? Yeah. But Andrew's your best friend, and you wouldn't cook for him on his wedding day.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason why not.
So it's beneath you, then?
No. I just want to be there on the big day, not working the big day.
Well, cooking isn't work to me.
Oh, that's true, but it's a lot of time.
Yeah, but time spent doing something wonderful for Jenna.
Yeah, but no one remembers an appetizer. They remember how they felt and who was there. So I just, you know, I just want to be there, standing next to my best friend.
Well, I will be there, nourishing my family.
He looks down.
I think it's an honor to cook for my sister at her wedding.
And it is. I just... You don't have to do it.
I want to.
Okay.
Look, Jenna asked me, and I won't let her down.
I hope not.
Oh, are these the wise and supportive words of a mentor?
No.
Talking me out of doing a job, disappointing my family.
No. It's not what I meant. I'm just trying to be realistic and practical here, and...
You don't know me or what I'm capable of.
He shrugs.
I guess not.
Well, great pep talk.
She turns to go.
So I guess I'll see you at the wedding.
Kiki, I...
She walks away. He purses his lips. Then, Kiki walking down the street on the phone.
I'm just really excited to get in there and use that industrial oven.
She stops. Her smile fades.
Sorry, what? Okay, but surely you can have someone come in and fix it before then. Okay, well, could you have another one brought in? No, I don't have one. Just... Okay, well, if there's no replacement, I'll just have to come up with something else.
She shakes her head.
No, a stovetop is not gonna cut it, I'm afraid. What would be helpful is a functioning oven. Okay, yeah, thanks. Thanks for your help.
She rolls her eyes and hangs up. She sighs and keeps walking. Then, a black woman with straight hair at an office desk. She answers her cell phone.
Hello?
Hi, Cynthia. It's Angie calling.
Angie, it's been a bit since we've caught up. Tell me about Rory. Has he settled in?
Rory's thriving now, and he's doing well in school. He's even on the track team.
Oh, seems you're working your Angie magic again.
Well, I certainly never give up.
I'm actually not calling you about Rory.
It's about my Jenna.
You placed her with me about 20 years ago, after her mom passed.
Mm-hmm. That's when you and I met. You called because you saw a lost girl sitting on a bench. Your instincts were right.
She's getting married this weekend.
That's wonderful.
The wedding has brought up some issues about her past, and I was wondering if you had any information about her father?
Let's see.
She types Jenna's name into a client search on her computer.
There's not much here. Just his name.
Theo Whitaker.
Angie writes on a notepad.
Theo. Last known address?
Well, there's nothing in the computer, but let me find the old paper file.
She stands.
One sec.
She goes to a filing cabinet and opens the top drawer. She tucks her phone between her shoulder and ear as she sorts through the files.
Whitaker.
She pulls one out.
Ah, here it is.
Good thing we never get rid of any paperwork over here.
She sits at her desk.
Let's see.
And looks through the file.
Well, her parents separated when she was three. He awarded Jane, the mother, full custody and relocated out of state.
Seems he kept up child support payments
until she was 10. Then they appear to be disrupted.
That's not great.
It's not totally unusual. You know, personally...
I remember that Jane was very protective of Jenna. Jane also didn't come to us until she was quite sick.
It's possible her illness was affecting her thinking.
Well, that could explain why she didn't reach out to Theo.
Definitely. Maybe she didn't really know what to do. No wonder Jenna has questions. When Jane passed away, the caseworker tried to track down Theo and looked for
other family, but didn't find anyone.
Well, everything's online now. Maybe I'll have better luck.
Thanks, Cynthia.
I have a few contacts that might be able to help as well. I'm quite resourceful, you know.
How's Kiki doing?
Oh, you know her. Taking on too much, but loving every minute of it.
Oh, I know. She's one of the best stories we've had. The agency found her such a loving family when she was a toddler.
Then after what happened,
I was so glad that we could place her with you. I hope everything goes well with Jenna and the wedding.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Please do.
Then, a suburban home. Inside, Kiki walks into an all-white kitchen with a bowl of potatoes. She goes to peel one and answers her phone to Jenna with Sherry in her apartment in robes with bowls of snacks.
Oh, is it now?
Hello?
Hey, Keeks. Where are you?
I'm at home prepping everything.
She peels a potato.
Are you coming to our spa day?
We're gonna do mani-pedis.
Oh, Jenna, I'm so sorry. I completely forgot.
You forgot?
Jenna smiles. Kiki looks nervous.
I'm kidding.
Don't beat yourself up.
Sherry and I will have all the fun, but we'll miss you.
Hi, Kiki.
Well, I really appreciate everything you're doing for Andrew and me. Are you sure it wasn't too much of an ask to have you do the food?
Absolutely not. I'm happy to be part of your special day, and I will only be happier when we are on that dance floor together.
I hear you. If only we could just skip over this next little bit and get to the dance floor.
Kiki's smile fades.
Skip the wedding?
Oh, no. I just mean, there are a lot of parts and pieces that haven't fallen into place yet. I have a lot on my mind.
Well, you don't have anything to worry about in terms of food. No, everything is under control.
Okay.
Is there anything else
I can help you with?
I doubt it.
Jenna, I know that things are crazy right now.
But just think about that moment. When you're in your wedding dress, and Andrew sees you for the first time, and
standing at the altar about to marry your best friend. I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Jenna smiles warmly.
Thanks, Kiki.
You're my ray of sunshine.
Well, anytime. You know what, and send me some pics of your nails, okay? I'll try not to be too jealous.
Deal.
Jenna and Sherry share a smile. She hangs up. Kiki puts her phone down.
Okay.
And goes back to peeling potatoes. At 7 Basil, Clay talks on the phone.
Yeah, interesting question. No, I don't think Andrew's much of a karaoke guy. Oh, I'm sorry.
He looks at his phone. An incoming call from Kiki. His eyebrows lift. He smiles and shakes his head.
Evan, I gotta call you back.
Next, a barista pours milk into a coffee. Kiki and Clay stand at the counter.
Thank you for meeting with me.
Hey, I'm sorry about what I said back at the food market. I didn't mean to offend you.
They hold eye contact.
I appreciate that. Look, I might have been feeling a little sensitive that day.
The barista puts two coffees in front of them.
Thank you.
They take them.
So is there a particular reason that you wanted to meet me and buy me a coffee?
She stares at him, then walks to a table. He holds out his arms. They sit. She takes a nervous breath.
Catering a 100-person formal event is... it's proving to be out of my comfort zone.
He nods.
Just everything I planned and prepped for is falling apart at the seams.
So you need help?
She steels herself.
I need this wedding to be perfect, because that is what Jenna deserves.
Okay. Well, let me connect you to some people I know who cater big events.
No, I can do this. I need to do this.
You're stubborn.
Dedicated.
All right, well... talk to me, Kiki, because I can't help if I don't understand.
She drops her stoic facade.
Cooking, it's what I know. It's how I express myself and my love for others.
He listens with warm, encouraging eyes.
I grew up in the foster care system, but before you start feeling sorry for me, I was really lucky, and I ended up with a really loving family. They gave me a lot, but I didn't have much I could give back. Except I could cook. I could bring a smile to my foster dad's face with a cookie, or make Angie feel better with a pot of chicken noodle soup. Probably sounds silly.
No. It makes a lot of sense, actually. Food is caring. I get that.
I can't let my family down. I need to do this.
Okay. Well, in that case, Kiki, just tell me what you need.
Okay.
She smiles and nods. They lift their cups.
Cheers.
They take a sip.
Cheers.
Then at 7 Basil, they sit at the bar with a clipboard of papers.
So this is the original menu, but with no salmon and no industrial ovens now, things have had to change. And I've been trying to adapt this one, but just nothing seems to work.
We've got some good ideas here. Big ideas. This is way too complicated. Without a working oven on site?
Well, Angie has two stoves at the house, so I could prep all the main course protein there. And well, it's only 20 minutes from the venue.
20 minutes is a lifetime in food service. I could offer up my industrial ovens. They're bigger and hotter than Angie's, but we're still 40 minutes from the venue here, so I don't think that helps you either.
No. Thank you, but no.
Well,
he slides the menus to the side.
Cannot be a chef and a roast beef taxi driver.
Well, actually, I'm probably going to be doing prime rib.
Who's helping you with this?
No one. I just need to prep as much as I can. If I can get the timing perfect, then all I have to worry about is plating the food, and the servers will take care of everything else.
All right, well, let's say that you do manage to pull that off. But between the prep, the cooking, and then the travel to Angie's, there is no way that you can be at the ceremony.
Her face falls.
Ceremony. I didn't think about that.
Don't you want to be there to watch your sister actually get married?
Of course. But I'm sure there'll be lots of photos and video.
Kiki, you gotta look at the bigger picture here. What you were trying to do for your sister, it's admirable. And I know it comes from nothing but love, but what you want to do with dinner, this takes a village.
Well, I don't have a village. I have me. Look, I'm good. I'm quick, and I will do whatever it takes.
And I am not questioning your talent. That's not what this is about. This is just about timing and manpower and finesse.
He stands.
Here, I want to show you something.
He walks to the back. She looks around and follows him to the industrial kitchen where three chefs work in all black.
We're creating a new dish for the menu tonight. All head chefs have sous chefs. Technically, we could do it alone, but we don't. And the food is better for it.
He approaches the chef.
How are we looking? Ready, chef?
He steps back from a plate of lamb chops.
Salt on that lamb.
Clay sprinkles a pinch of salt over the dish, then grabs a small spoon and tastes something out of a pot on the counter.
She's delicious. Is that cinnamon?
Yeah.
Kiki watches intently and looks down at her notebook.
Really? Thank you, chef.
Clay wipes the sides of the plate with a wet towel.
All right, beautiful work, everyone. Thank you so much. Have a great service tonight.
Have a great time tonight, and say hi to Crystal.
I will. Thank you.
Clay turns back to Kiki.
After you.
He follows her out of the kitchen, back into the dining space. She looks back at him as they go.
So what'd you think of my team?
Okay. You may be onto something. Sheer determination alone may not cut it.
And that's just for one dish.
Okay. Fine. This is me waving my stubborn little white flag. Will you help me simplify these dishes and make them actually doable?
I'd love to.
He checks his watch.
But I actually have to get going. I've got a reservation at a restaurant opening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, thank you for your time and
why don't you
all
come
your
with
advice.
Me?
What?
Yeah, be my plus one.
Me? I can't go to a restaurant opening dressed like this. Unless it's for a drive-thru.
No, I'm afraid this is a bit more of a fine dining experience. And it's a 10-course tasting menu, so hope you're hungry.
Yeah? Are you sure you want me to be your date?
Well,
I'm not saying that this is a date. That's not what I meant.
Right. Think of this more as two chefs meeting and expanding our palates and stomachs together. Continue this discussion and I'll see if any last-minute inspiration comes to you. What do you think?
She stifles a smile.
I need to change first.
He smiles and nods.
But yes. 100 times yes.
Excellent.
Then at Angie's house, Jenna looks at a pink child's notebook in the kitchen. Angie enters with an armful of gifts.
Jenna, I thought you were having brunch today with your future in-laws.
Is this it?
She puts them on the table.
Is it what, sweetheart?
One box. When I came to live with you, I only had one box to show for the 13 years of life I had before that.
You had some clothes and books and a stuffy.
There's nothing really here.
Jenna shuts the box.
What are you hoping to find?
Jenna sits, holding the photo of her parents.
Why has he never come to look for me? He seems so familiar. Yet I have no memory of him. This picture is the only evidence I have that he even exists. But what happened? They look so happy. Why didn't it work out for my parents?
Angie shakes her head.
And what if there's a reason I haven't thought of that Andrew and I won't work out?
Oh, no. You and Andrew have had your own ups and downs, but you have come back together. Stronger.
He's my person.
Yes. anyone with eyes can see you two belong together.
Probably just cold feet.
Well, calm your mind. And those feet. Time to listen to your heart.
Jenna stares off in contemplative angst. Then, in a residential neighborhood, a man works on the engine of his car in his open garage. Angie approaches and knocks on the side.
I'm looking for Theo?
Yeah, that's me. How can I help you?
I'm Angie Hartman. I'm a foster parent with Benefit Foster Care Service.
I'm sorry, I can't make any donation today.
Oh, no. I'm actually here on behalf of your daughter, Jenna Whitaker.
He stares and blinks.
Jenna?
Angie nods.
You know where she is?
Yes, I do. And she's getting married this weekend.
My little Jenna. Getting married.
Well, and the impending marriage has brought up questions for Jenna about her past, where she comes from.
I haven't seen Jenna since she was a toddler. I mean, what can I possibly do for her? Her mother can answer anything she wants to know.
Angie's face falls in surprise.
I'm so sorry to be the one to tell you this, but Jane passed away almost 20 years ago. I know that's a lot to take in, but your daughter could really use you now.
Jane's gone.
Angie nods gently.
And for that long? Wait, how? Where did you say you're from?
Well, I'm a foster parent from a Benefit Foster Care Service.
Jenna was in foster care?
Oh, I can assure you. She was loved and supported and has grown into a lovely, thriving, happy young woman. I think you'd be very proud. Are you open to meeting with her?
He hangs his head.
No. No, she doesn't want to meet with me. That's, there's no point in dredging up the past. Look, I appreciate you coming all the way out here to tell me about her, but...
He stares off with misty eyes, then looks at Angie.
I think you better leave.
Angie nods solemnly.
Of course. If that's what you want. I sure hope you change your mind. And if you do, I'm leaving my number in your mailbox.
She gives a single nod with a tight smile as she turns and leaves. That night, at a restaurant called Lemon Willow, Kiki and Clay sit amongst white tablecloth two-tops next to a large fireplace. She's wearing a tight blue dress. They hold eye contact as they chew at the same time.
Hands down, that is the best thing I've ever tasted.
A little bit heat at the end?
Yes. You know my only critique? I wish there was more, because I could eat another 40 of them.
That might defeat the purpose of a tasting menu.
Well, a tasting menu is a way to dip your toes in, but I'm just realizing that...
The waiter takes their plates.
I'm more of a jump in the deep end kind of gal.
Yeah, I sense that about you. I like it. You're not like most other people, Kiki.
What do you mean? Most people don't invest all their money into a food truck? Or agree to cater their sister's wedding with no idea if they can actually pull it off.
No, you're one in a million there. But I gotta give it to you. You gotta dream big to win big.
Well, you would know. Seven Basil is one of the best restaurants in the city.
He looks away and shakes his head. She drops her smile and squints.
Very modest about the whole thing. It's a big deal. Most chefs dream of owning their own restaurant.
Yes, I am kind of proud of that.
She tilts her head and curls one side of a smile.
Come on.
Oh. I just wanted to be in the kitchen, throwing ingredients together, cooking.
Where does that come from?
She sips her wine.
My parents always wanted the best for me. They had dreams of me becoming a doctor. I tried to want it for a few years, and I even started med school.
Wow.
And I was pretty good for a few years at being who I thought I should be. But then every day after these long, grueling classes in school, I would come home and I would be in the kitchen cooking deep into the night. And I think that for me, that was a kind of release. You know, that's how I found my peace. Yeah.
I get that.
And of course, Andrew was my roommate at the time, so he ate like a king. Well, I realized that by being who my parents wanted me to be, I was missing out on my own life.
Bet your parents were thrilled.
Yeah, no, they did not think that I could have a career as a chef. They didn't think it was a real job.
But I took the risk, faced their disappointment to go to culinary school.
Wow, so you really committed then?
Yeah, I put in the hard work and pursued the flavors that inspired me. Found my voice.
You know, the restaurant's success is just a bonus.
Honestly, it's kind of a hindrance. And I feel like I can't be creative or try big, bold, new things just in case it doesn't work out. And, you know, honestly, it feels like being back in medical school. I feel like I'm doing everything to please other people.
She nods empathetically.
Sorry.
Oh, that must be tough.
Maybe that's why you're such a breath of fresh air. You remind me of the importance of taking risks.
She smiles bashfully and shakes her head.
Hey, Angie always jokes that my daydreaming is going to get me into trouble. But, no, I always find that it's my saving grace. Gets me to where I'm supposed to be.
Well, maybe you can teach me to dream like that again.
She cocks her head playfully.
Maybe I will.
Cheers to that.
A waiter brings them plates of stacked pasta.
Thank you.
That's good.
And we have 7 more courses left.
At Sherry's place, there's a professional poker table with chips set up in the living room. Evan comes downstairs from the loft with a box of wine. He places it on the sideboard. Sherry enters.
Wow, this looks like a great card night.
Yeah, I just hope everyone loves it. And I ran some of my ideas by Josh and Clay, and if I'm being honest, they don't all seem to be winners.
You didn't suggest the karaoke, did you?
Hey, some people actually love karaoke.
I told you. Okay, I'm sorry.
Look, Clay and Andrew have been friends since they were kids. And Josh and Andrew, they've known each other since football days. And me, I don't really know any of them all that well.
Well, you are a part of my life now. So you are a part of this family, whether it feels that way or not. Hey, they need to get to know you, okay? And they will see the thoughtful, funny, amazing man that I fell in love with.
She holds him around the waist.
Okay. No one night is gonna create this lasting bond.
Okay, I will chill out with the overplanning then.
That sounds like a plan.
You think you're funny, huh?
Okay, listen, I wanna take you somewhere and get your mind off of all of this thinking.
She takes him by the hand.
Where are you heading?
Oh, you'll see.
Then, Kiki and Clay at the restaurant.
Yeah, at one point there were 4 teens and 2 preteens in that house.
Angie is an angel.
Yes, she is. I still look forward to every Sunday, just gathering at the house for our Sunday supper. And it can be a wild dynamic because you never know which kid is going to show up because we're just so different, yet we're connected.
You know, you might have something there.
What do you mean?
Well, what if for the wedding, instead of individual plates for everybody, what if you did family-style service?
Like platters on the table.
Yeah, like platters, serving bowls. You said you value the community aspect of Sunday supper. Well, family style means that guests are interacting with each other, serving each other.
Yeah, I love that. It's a nod to Angie and our crazy family dinners. I mean, they always say that a meal should tell a story.
Exactly.
Tandoori chicken.
Well, I'm not sure that's the story it's telling.
No. Before Jenna went to college, we went on a girls' long weekend to New York City. It's just me, Jenna, Sherry, our first time away from Angie's. And oh, we had the best time. But we also had the most delicious tandoori chicken from this tiny, authentic Indian restaurant.
That's a great story.
Yeah, well, I could do tandoori chicken for the wedding.
Okay, but you still don't have an oven. Where are you going to find yourself a tandoor?
Well, my food truck has a stone oven, and I can double it to make tandoori, and we can park it at the venue.
Which solves the problem of the travel time between Angie's place and the venue. Perfect.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Do you really think we could pull that off?
I don't doubt it. Never have.
An Indian woman in a chef's jacket.
Clay? It's been way too long. Oh, so good to see you.
Congratulations. I think you have something really special here.
Thank you for coming. Honestly means the world that you're here.
No, so happy to be here.
He smiles brightly at her.
Kiki, may I introduce you to the executive chef and brilliant mind behind all these plates we just had tonight. This is Crystal.
Pleasure to meet you. It's oh, the food has been incredible. I mean, those dumplings are shaped like birds, just sitting on the nest. Thanks.
Kiki's quite the chef herself. She actually runs one of the most popular food trucks in the city.
Food truck? How cute. It's just handcrafted pizzas. I'd love to come check it out.
Kiki looks up at her wide-eyed.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, it was really nice meeting you, Kiki. See you Friday, Clay.
Yeah.
Crystal leaves.
Well, that was a nice surprise.
Kiki fiddles with her napkin. The next day, Kiki's food truck is parked in her driveway. Inside, she chops carrots in the kitchen. Clay enters and knocks on the wall.
Hey, Clay. So, did you see my food truck outside?
I did. She's a beauty. That pizza oven is next level.
Yeah.
And you really did a great job with the small space.
Well, she's small, but she's mighty.
Yeah, the Kiki way. So, what's cooking?
I have all the other dishes sorted.
I'm glad you're still feeling excited about your new plan.
Cautiously optimistic.
Well, it smells delicious already.
Here's hoping. Just doing a final tandoori test, just in case this one isn't quite right.
She puts a dish in the oven.
And we check it in 15 minutes. So?
She sets a timer on her phone and sorts small labeled bowls.
Right. Oh, now what are you doing?
Well, I have these three marinades, just in case the first one isn't quite right.
No. Your first sauce smelled incredible. Trust your instincts.
No, instincts or not. Look, I have had enough stuff go wrong on me in the last few days.
How many times did you taste the sauce before you put it in the oven?
Three times?
Of course you did. And how'd it taste?
She smiles and bites her lip.
It was really good.
Of course it was, because you're an excellent chef.
But that doesn't mean that it's
going to be... I'm going to tell you this because no one ever said this to me when I doubted myself and needed to hear it the most. I believe in you. Because you've been running around trying to make everything perfect and keep all these balls in the air, but if you keep doing this, you will burn yourself out and you're going to resent your sister's wedding day if you don't find some way to enjoy yourself in this process. Give yourself 15 minutes.
She looks around, puzzled.
To do... what?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
She checks the timer.
Well, we now have 12 minutes, so...
She looks him in the eye with a slight smile.
I have an idea.
Next, in the dining room, Clay sips from a mug. Kiki enters with her own.
This is the best latte I've had in a long time. You're a fantastic barista.
She sits.
Oh, thank you. It's my favorite when I'm taking a break.
She looks up at him and cocks her head. He shrugs and looks at her intently.
What?
He smiles and sits.
I do take breaks. Sometimes.
He smiles and lifts his eyebrows.
Okay, fine. Once in a blue moon.
About as often as I do, then.
They sip at the same time. She snaps to a realization.
Hey, don't you have a restaurant that you should be prepping for this evening?
No. They're closed tonight. They're busy getting ready for the rehearsal dinner tomorrow.
Ah, so you are cooking the rehearsal dinner, then?
Nope. Let another chef take the lead on this one. Looking forward to being a guest this time. You know, just having a glass of wine, hanging out with Andrew and the family.
Yeah. That sounds really nice.
Well, hopefully you'll be there, too.
I should be, but well, there's a few things...
Don't miss out on your own life, Kiki. It's happening right now.
She considers, smiles, and nods.
Yeah, you're right.
They share a warm half-smile. The timer goes off. He lifts his eyebrows.
Tandoori time.
He opens his mouth. They grin. Kiki and Clay.
Moment of truth.
In the kitchen, they try a bite of the tandoori chicken.
Tender, juicy, perfectly spiced. Surprising.
It's good though, right?
It's so good.
And you're not just saying that.
Do I look like a man who would lie about food?
But it's not the traditional beef or fish option that most weddings go for. Is that going to be a problem?
No. You don't want to give them what they think they want. You want to give them something even better. Because you, Kiki...
He nudges her arm.
...are better.
He holds up a piece of chicken.
Kiki's famous tandoori chicken. How's that for branding?
It's not famous yet.
Well, just you wait. It will be. It's that good.
He takes a bite.
It was going to taste even better when it's in the pizza oven.
You could put this on your pizza. What do you think of that?
I could. Do it the Kiki way.
Yeah, Kiki's famous tandoori chicken pizza.
I'm liking the sound of that. You know, famous is growing on me.
Their eyes twinkle as they hold a smile. Next, they put their plates in the sink. He reaches over her.
So tandoori it is.
Great.
They bump into each other.
Sorry.
Their faces inches away. She gazes up at him. He smiles, looks away, and steps back.
So I'm just thinking that it's going to take some time to prep and cook everything, plus I still have to worry about the sides. Mm-hmm. Well, it's something that you said has me thinking. That if I want to be able to breathe and enjoy the wedding with my family, that maybe it might be a good idea to have another pair of hands. So do you think you could...
make a call to my staff?
Yeah.
Nothing would make me happier.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, I'll send a quick text. So we love the tandoori, and how are you feeling about the sides?
Good. I think just keep them simple, but delicious. I just don't want anything to compete with that tandoori flavors, so.
Great. Well, actually, I have something that might be a source of inspiration.
What is that?
You'll have to trust me. Pick you up tomorrow morning, say 8 a.m.?
He steps away. She nods and smiles.
Yes, chef. We both
feel the same. Next morning, the sun rises. Can you feel it there? In the kitchen of Seven Basil, Clay buttons a white chef's coat onto Kiki and squeezes her shoulders. They chop peppers side by side.
Having problems there?
He presents a plate of ratatouille, her fried patties with succotash.
Not bad.
She watches him pass behind her with a smile. Body language is doing the work of a thousand words a minute. He wipes his plate while she sprinkles salt on hers. She hands him a fork. Can you feel it there? They try each other's dishes. She watches him enjoy it. They cheers forks. Then Clay drives them on a tree-lined highway.
This is turning out to be quite the adventure. So where to next?
Well, there will be food.
Another restaurant?
No, it's not another restaurant. It's a surprise.
She eyes him suspiciously.
Hmm.
He turns up the radio and bobs his head. She bobs along. Then a storefront called The Giving Table. Clay leads Kiki into a community room with an open kitchen and people eating at tables playing games. There's a long table with canned goods.
A little further.
A middle-aged woman in a floral shirt.
Right this way.
She rushes over with her arms open.
Clay! Oh my gosh, so good to see you.
So good to see you.
They hug.
Martha, I want to introduce you to Kiki Mercer. Do you remember my old friend Andrew? Well, he's getting married to Kiki's sister.
Oh, wow. Well, welcome to our community food pantry. Oh.
She hugs Kiki.
Martha's a hugger.
Well, me too, so that ended up working out.
Welcome, Kiki. Any friend of Clay's is a friend of mine. But come to think of it, Clay doesn't often bring friends here.
Okay.
All right, let me give you the pointing tour. Kitchen, non-perishable food pantry, help yourself table, restroom downstairs.
Got it.
So, if you two want to help, you can go into the pantry and start bagging some new donations into shopping bags.
On it, boss.
Great. We got a whole van of donations from a high school fundraiser.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Wow. Yeah, let's get to it.
Right this way.
Great. Thanks.
They go to the pantry.
How's
Next,
going?
They bag items at the kitchen window.
The food pantry feeds a lot of people. But Martha, she seems great.
Yeah, she is. I've known her forever at this point, since Andrew and I were roommates in college. You know, at the time, I was studying day and night just to keep my scholarship. All I was doing was waking up, going to class, and then going right home and studying, eating, going right back to bed.
Well, that's not much of a life.
No, it wasn't. I don't talk about this much, but it was a really lonely couple of years, and Andrew was my only friend. Then I found this place, and everyone here accepted me for who I was, without judgment.
He hands her some oranges.
And then Martha got me interested in feeding people and taking care of them. It changed my life.
She takes his hand and squeezes it. His fingers flex.
Thank you.
For what?
For bringing me here today and sharing your story.
He squeezes back.
When we love what we do, that's a superpower.
They hold a tender look as a smile creeps on his face. A woman with a box.
He swung it back.
They let go. Oh,
thank you. Did you catch the game last night?
I don't even want to think about it.
A silver-haired man enters and approaches the kitchen window.
Albert, my man, how you doing?
Can't complain. Always better when I see you.
Likewise.
They shake hands.
Hey, how's your wife?
A lot better. She's coming home from the hospital today.
Oh, good, good, good. Happy for you, too.
Any chance of doubling up on tea for us? She says the stuff in that place is barely drinkable.
Of course, yeah. Anything else you need?
Nothing specific. Whatever you have is good. I don't want to take up any more of you and your lady friend's time.
Okay.
Clay smiles to himself.
It's not like that.
I hear you saying the words, but I see my friend smile, don't I?
Clay blushes. Kiki looks him up and down,
all right,
smiling.
I'll go get your tea.
He leaves.
He's a catch, huh?
She laughs bashfully. Clay and Kiki.
Everyone's so friendly.
Yeah, that's why I like to spend time here.
At the help yourself table.
You know, I actually started getting my parents out here, too. Yeah, they bring these non-perishables to contribute, hang out, make some friends. They love it.
You have a big heart, you know that?
I do what I can.
They grin and walk to the kitchen.
I do need to find some balance in my life. I can't just always define myself as being busy all of the time. Even though I do have a lot on my plate right now, pun intended.
Pun appreciated. Yeah, you deserve to be something other than just busy all the time.
You know what? After all this wedding business is done, I'd like to bring my food truck here. Give everyone a hot meal.
Every superhero does need a great set of wheels.
Yeah, you know what? I might have to come up with a new name for the food truck. Maybe the, Flavor Crusader?
Power Pies and Mighty Meals?
No. Guardians of the Gourmet.
Oh.
There's even some merchandise that could go with that.
I'll buy the t-shirt.
Just the t-shirt?
Next, they hand out food at the window. Martha approaches.
Come on, have some sandwiches.
All right, I got this.
All right.
She hugs Clay. Then Kiki.
Thank you for having me today.
Oh, well, you're welcome anytime. Now, she's a keeper.
Okay. All right, Martha. I'll see you next week.
They walk out of the kitchen.
I figured it out.
What?
Martha. She's like Angie. She's kind and warm and welcoming to everyone. Martha is your Angie.
Guess she kind of is.
Their warm smile turns to longing. He motions to the exit.
After you.
She opens her mouth, stops herself, looks to the exit, back at him with a smile, and leads the way. He follows. Next, they buckle their seatbelts in the car.
Thank you for bringing me today. I think I really needed that break.
Well, it's nice to share it with you.
They hold each other's gaze. She smiles brightly. That night at 7 Basil, a sign out front reads, "Closed for private event." Inside, Andrew and Jenna at the head of a table of her family and his mom. Clay stands with a glass of wine.
Well, the footage was destroyed, and needless to say, we ended up in detention for a few days. But I'm glad, because that's where we bonded, right? Forged in the fire. And seriously, Andrew, you're just the best. And you and Jenna, you're perfect together. And you're an example of what love can be. And it's an inspiration, truly.
Jenna takes Andrew's hand.
Seeing you, I can't wait to lean into love and be as happy as you two are together. So, cheers to the happy couple.
They all raise their glasses.
Cheers. 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 Love you guys. Love you, buddy.
He sits.
Nailed it.
And cheers as Josh. Andrew and Jenna cheers lovingly. Clay looks across the table and raises his glass to Kiki.
Cheers.
She smiles nervously and takes a big sip. Jenna leans over to her.
I'm so glad you're here. Smiling. I'm sorry if this week's been stressful.
They hold hands.
Oh, it's been busy, but I'm just so excited to celebrate tomorrow. Yeah.
Why exactly are you this smiley? Is it a boy?
Jenna, I told you we should have kept the plus one. I don't need a plus one to the wedding. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're right. How would you have time to flirt with all this wedding prep?
Right. Well, I don't. So,
good. So save us a dance on the dance floor, because I put some special requests in for DJ.
No.
Get your dirty dancing moves ready.
No, Angie, why do I always have to play Patrick Swayze?
She leans on Angie's shoulder.
You're very good at it.
Clay, you have truly outdone yourself at this meal.
Oh, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I actually can't take full credit for it. I may have hired a special friend to help me with the meal prep this evening. Hey, Chef, get over here.
Crystal excuses herself from talking to servers and walks over.
This is Chef Crystal.
Clay stands. Kiki's smile fades. They hug.
Crystal?
Hi! Oh my gosh!
Andrew stands. They hug.
Nice to see you too.
Hey. Oh, Jenna, this is Crystal.
We used to hang out together all the time when these two were in culinary school.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, so Chef Crystal here just opened a restaurant on Massey Street, but she was kind enough to take the evening off tonight to help us out here. So
anything for you, Clay.
Lemon Willow? I've been reading rave reviews about that place.
Oh my gosh, thank you. You know, I'd love for you to come check it out sometime.
I wish. I hear it's impossible to get a table unless you happen to know somebody.
I can book you in.
That would be great. Thank you.
Well, if you like this, you should taste what Kiki's cooking up for us tomorrow in her food truck.
A food truck at a wedding? That's different.
It's just acting like a portable kitchen, because there's no working oven at the venue. Oh,
Clay here has been telling me that you've had so many bumps along the way, and I just think it's so great that he's been helping you out.
She rubs his back. He puts his arm around her. Kiki tries to smile and looks away.
It's going to be great, Kiki.
Well, if it's anything like this meal, then it will be glorious.
A waiter pops a bottle of champagne, pours several glasses, and hands them out. Andrew and Jenna chat lovingly. Kiki watches, melancholy.
Excuse me.
She leaves. Andrew puts his hands on the table and stands slowly.
Excuse me, everyone. Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to take this opportunity to declare yet again how much I love this woman sitting next to me. I can't believe I get to marry you tomorrow. I'm so excited.
Jenna stands and gives him a big kiss. Josh slaps the table.
Andrew Carrington, I can't believe you still managed to make me blush.
Yes.
Tonight's been so special. Thank you for being here. You all mean so much to us.
Theo enters.
And we wouldn't be who we are today without...
Jenna sees him approach the table slowly. Her smile fades.
You okay?
Everyone at the table turns to him.
Theo, I'm so glad you could join us.
Theo? I'm sorry, I don't believe we've met.
This is Theo Whitaker.
Jenna looks distraught. Josh's mouth hangs open.
It's my father.
Hi. Hi, Jenna. You look beautiful.
What are you doing here? How did you...
Jenna, I'm sorry.
You don't get to just show up in my life when you want.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know you grew up in foster care.
Please.
I'm here now. If you'd like...
Stop.
I never...
Okay, why don't we just grab a seat?
Did you know about this too?
I spoke to Angie about how upset you were that...
Jenna glares at Angie and looks at her father with tearful eyes.
I don't believe this.
Jenna, just wait.
Don't follow me.
Jenna, please.
I want to be alone.
She slips out of his grasp and walks away. Andrew stands and stares. Theo watches forlorn. Clay stands and puts his hand on Andrew's shoulder.
She'll be okay. She just needs time, yeah?
I shouldn't have come.
Theo, I'm so sorry.
He leaves.
Has anybody seen Kiki? Did she leave?
Next, Clay finds Kiki in the front looking through her bag.
Oh, there you are. Are you leaving?
Yes. Big day tomorrow.
Oh, well, I was gonna help you.
You know, I thought we were real friends.
We are.
It feels like you didn't have my back in there. When Crystal was putting my food truck down, you didn't say anything.
I'm sorry. I must have missed it with everything going on. No, of course I have your back, always.
He takes her hands.
Then let me go.
She pulls them away. She takes her bag.
See you tomorrow.
And leaves. Clay sighs as he watches her go, then turns back toward the dining room. The next day at the United Church, Sherry comes downstairs with a pile of gifts.
I think that's the last of them.
Jenna in a row.
Where's Kiki?
I don't know. I think she's still prepping for dinner.
She still has to get ready.
I know. I'm sure she'll be here soon.
Angie enters.
Is my father here?
No.
Jenna looks away pensively as she puts in an earring. Angie goes to her.
Jenna. I'm so sorry I didn't talk to you about your father.
You should have talked to me first.
I should have. I didn't mean to betray your trust.
I know your heart was in the right place.
Angie nods.
I want to talk to him. I need to talk to my dad.
Of
course. Like, right now.
Angie looks over her shoulder at Sherry.
Like, right now? Like, today?
I won't feel ready to walk down the aisle until I talk to him.
Angie turns around, stunned, and goes to the door.
Okay, let's go get your dad.
She opens it. They brush past Clay.
Hey, best man here to deliver the rings.
Perfect. You take care of the blind. We'll be back.
She slams the door. Clay turns to Jenna with a puzzled look. She fluffs her hair and grabs a glass of champagne.
What's going on? Where's Kiki?
She takes a sip and shrugs. Then, a residential street. Theo in coveralls in his garage. He puts a wood box on the table and opens it. It's full of kids' things. He takes out a picture of him as a young man holding a baby. He examines it and smiles wistfully.
Theo? Theo!
Meanwhile, Kiki chops vegetables in her food truck outside the reception venue. Clay runs up in a blue tuxedo.
Kiki, what are you doing?
What does it look like? I'm preparing.
Where's my sous chef? They're supposed to be here by now.
I sent him home because I can do this on my own.
Kiki, I thought you'd agreed to bring in a sous chef so you'd have time to enjoy yourself at the wedding.
You know, why does it matter to you? This wedding dinner is going to be over soon enough, and then I don't have to bother you anymore with my cute little food truck and my big ideas.
Bother me?
I'm not a charity case, Clay.
Whoa. Where's this coming from?
She shakes her head. He goes to the side door.
Look, I have committed to this now, and I have to see it through. I can't let Jenna down.
He steps in and grabs her hand.
Did you know her father showed up last night at the rehearsal dinner after you snuck out?
What?
Yeah. She's in there. She's refusing to walk down the aisle. She's hurt. She's confused, and she doesn't need dinner. She needs her sister. She needs you.
It's the most important day of her life, and I'm out here doing...
She drops a handful of vegetables.
This... I want to be with Jenna.
So go. I'll cover for you till my sous chef gets back.
Thank you.
Thank me later. Go!
She runs out of the truck. He takes the knife and starts chopping. At the church, Andrew and Josh stand at the altar in blue tuxedos with the minister.
How have you been standing here for 2 hours?
Close.
He checks his watch.
8.5 minutes.
Something's wrong. Something's definitely wrong. Jenna doesn't want to marry me anymore.
What? No, not possible. Maybe she fell down a well and can't get out.
Andrew rolls his eyes.
Look, Jenna is a woman who knows what she wants, and that's obviously been you since high school. She'll be here.
What's taking so long?
They look out at their friends and family chatting in the seats. Then Kiki finds Jenna getting ready.
Hey. What are you doing in here all alone?
My dad's on his way.
Okay, is that what you wanted?
Something in me wants him here. He's basically a stranger, but he also feels familiar, too. You know?
Of course. He's your dad. He's part of you.
I don't even know what I want him to say. I don't know if there's anything he can say.
Kiki watches her pace back and forth.
Maybe not. But... putting in the effort to show up for you today. I mean, that's a good start, right?
But how do we move forward? Angie told me that he didn't know I was in foster care or that my mom died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jenna sits in an armchair.
He clearly doesn't care to be involved in my life at all.
Look.
Kiki sits beside her.
Maybe everything happens for a reason. Huh? I mean, just think about how different your life would have been had he been there. You wouldn't know Angie. Or me. Sherry or Josh. Not even Andrew.
My life would be totally different.
Oh, yeah.
I love my life. I wouldn't want it to be any other way.
What happened with your mom and your dad all those years ago? It's hard. But it also brought you here. And now you have a life that you love. And if you want a chance to get to know your dad. And it's probably not gonna get fixed today.
Thank you, Kiki.
She nods softly.
You always know how to make me feel better. How do you do that?
I don't know. I didn't even have to use food this time.
I love you.
I love you.
They stand.
Now, let's get you excited for what we came here for today. What we've all known since you guys were sweethearts in high school. And that is that you two...
She takes out a framed notebook page filled with the line.
Are meant to be.
Mrs. Jenna Clarington.
Mrs. Jenna Clarington.
How do you even have this?
Well, I got all your hand-me-down textbooks from school. This was scribbled inside.
This is so embarrassing.
Oh, no. That's love, baby. Now, you're not going to get married in this robe, are you?
No.
No. Mm-mm. So let's go get you dressed.
Okay.
Okay.
They head upstairs. At the altar, Andrew and Josh shift nervously.
Any minute now.
Josh tugs at his collar.
For sure.
Ella hustles down the aisle and walks up to Josh.
Hey. You guys okay up here?
Could be better.
Anything I can do to help?
No, you just being here and supporting my family is amazing.
And we can still dance the night away later?
Oh, you know it.
He paused at his bow tie.
Is your tie bothering you? Too tight?
Yeah, just a bit.
She adjusts it.
Better?
Perfect, thank you.
You're welcome.
Evan peeks in a side door.
Josh. Oh, go ahead.
She sits beside Andrew's mom. Josh goes to Evan.
Yeah, so a little update here.
What's going on?
They turn and give him a thumbs up, then back to each other.
Yeah, so Sherry texted me.
What'd she say?
Don't worry, it's okay, everything's okay. But it just turns out that Jenna actually does want her father here. So Sherry's on her way to pick him up now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, that's good.
I think that's good.
No, it's just a little delay, that's all.
Hey, sorry, the party thing didn't work out.
Ah, it's okay, man. I'm just upset that we have to cancel the go-karting.
We're going go-karting?
They step up to the altar.
Happy to be here.
I'm happy you could be here too, Evan. Did you hear from Jenna? Is she okay?
Yes. She's fine. She'll be here soon.
He looks to Evan.
She just wanted to make sure today is a day where family is first.
Andrew nods. Josh and Evan share a nervous look. Meanwhile, Sherry and Kiki in the back with Jenna, now in her wedding dress.
You're nervous.
Angie enters with Theo wearing a suit. Jenna looks up and sees him. Angie pats his back and leaves. Sherry and Kiki follow. He walks up to Jenna.
You look incredible.
Thank you.
I need you to know, it wasn't my decision. I adored you. But my job, it kept me away for months at a time. And your mother and I, we tried to make it work, but we just grew apart. It broke my heart.
Dad.
The idea of you being in foster care, I never would have let that happen if I'd known your mother was gone.
I'm sorry things happened to you the way they did. Please don't blame yourself. Everything turned out okay. Better than okay. I got really lucky. And I really love my life. And I want the same thing for you, too.
Thank you.
I know we have a long way to go. There's lots to get to know about each other, but I'm glad we have the chance to do that going forward. And I'd really love it if you stayed for the wedding. And, if you're feeling up for it, I would love it if you walked me down the aisle with Angie.
It would be the honor of my life.
She laughs through tears and hugs him tightly. The bridesmaids watch at the door. Sherry enters.
So, are we ready?
Yes.
Jenna fixes her veil and Theo puts his arm around her. They all share a smile. Next, Clay comes out of the back, pats Evan on the shoulder, and joins the men at the altar.
All good?
Seems to be. How's Kiki?
How do you know I know that?
Oh, Clay, we all know.
We all know, bro.
Andrew pats his back. Meanwhile, Angie pulls down Jenna's veil. Kiki hands her a bouquet of flowers.
The flowers look amazing, Angie. Thank you for everything.
They link arms.
You deserve the world.
Come on, Dad.
Theo takes the other arm.
Am I on the correct side?
Feels right to me.
They look straight ahead and take a deep breath. Angie pats her hand. Then, the chapel doors open slowly. Andrew shifts nervously in place. A montage of the bridesmaids walking down the aisle in slow motion. First, Sherry enters in a teal dress with sleeves holding a bouquet of white flowers. Evan's face lights up when she smiles at him as she walks down the aisle. All the groomsmen grin. Kiki comes next, beaming at Clay. Andrew's eyes water as the bridesmaids take their place at the altar. He takes a deep breath. Jenna appears in the doorway with Angie and Theo at her side. The audience rise and turn to her. Andrew's mouth hangs open. A grin grows on his face. He laughs. Jenna smiles and laughs with him. His smile fades. He gulps. Jenna holds his gaze and giggles. Flashback to Sunday dinner, cheersing with forks, and Sherry's welcome home signs at the airport. At the wedding, Theo lifts Jenna's veil. She turns and kisses Angie on the cheek. She faces Andrew. Flashback to them meeting, bumping into each other and dropping their files. At the wedding, Jenna takes her place at the altar. Theo hugs Angie. Jenna and Andrew hold hands.
Sorry for the wait.
You're worth it. You look beautiful.
Thank you. Very handsome.
I know.
Theo and Angie watch from the front row. Flashback to Andrew proposing. Every
poem's been Would you marry me?
Every song's been Yes.
They kiss. At the wedding, let's try to capture. They look at the minister. This kind of love. He nods. Andrew's mom cries. This kind of magic. It comes from above. Jenna dips her head in laughter. Josh nods to Ella in her seat. Flashback to them holding hands and kissing for the first time. This kind of love, like you, it's at the wedding, Clay flicks his eyebrows at Kiki with a grin. She smiles bashfully and looks up at him. Flashback to them holding hands. And even if I tried, I could have never dreamed of this kind of love. At the wedding, Evan and Sherry share a smile. Flashback to their paint and sip date. He measures her head with his thumb. Later, they kiss for the first time. At the wedding, Clay presents the rings. They take them. Andrew slips the wedding band on Jenna's finger. And the winter walks the silent mornings and the late night talks. When we Sherry laughs. Jenna looks up and places a thick steel ring on his finger. Oh, how'd I ever end up? They lean in and kiss. Angie squeezes Theo's arm. Martha smiles. Andrew and Jenna embrace each other as they kiss deeply. The bridesmaids giggle with excitement. Andrew dips Jenna. Later, a sign reads, "All hearts are welcome. Pick a seat." Montage of champagne and dinner.
It was perfect. All thanks to my sis.
Later, a big crowd on the dance floor. Outside, Kiki finds Clay's sous chef in her food truck.
Thank you for coming back and for all of your work today. You helped make it a very special day.
Your menu did all the hard work. Server said all the plates came back empty. It's a good sign.
Thank you. Have a good night.
He nods and keeps chopping. She walks up the stairs toward the reception hall, stops and looks around. Clay comes out.
Got any lattes in that truck?
She whips around.
Oh, I wish. All weddings should serve them.
Rain check.
Absolutely.
Everybody's asking for you inside. They want to pay their compliments to the chef. You did it, Kiki.
We did it. I think I still owe you a thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's hear it.
I couldn't have done this alone. And if you hadn't shaken some sense into me, I would have missed out on a beautiful day with my family.
Was there a thank you in there or something?
So thank you for all of your help in and out of the kitchen.
Well, thank you for dreaming big and staying true to yourself and for inspiring me to do the same.
They share a shy smile. They look to the doors.
Sounds like Jenna's about to toss the bouquet. Do you want to go inside, catch some flowers, see what happens?
She shakes her head and steps close to him.
No. I think I have everything I want right here.
Me too. You know, Andrew really made me realize that work-life balance is something worth fighting for.
She nods. He holds her arm.
I think we can both agree on that.
Do you want to work on that with me?
Are you asking me to work with you?
No.
They gaze into each other's eyes. She glances at his mouth.
I've never met someone that I could see spending my whole life with, and I see you, Kiki. And I see what we could be. I love you.
He shrugs hopefully. She looks stunned, then a smile grows. She nods.
I see it too. I love you.
They lean in and kiss. He pulls her in tight. She holds his face, then takes his hands. This kind of love I
do, 'cause you are more than a love. Should we rejoin the party?
Why not?
They walk toward the doors. He skips off a curb.
Is that a...
That's a dance-off challenge right there.
Is it a little demonstration there?
First we have the cook-off, now we can dance. This kind of
love. Credits roll. Cast. Catherine Davis. Torrance Combs. Ashley Newbro. Steve Lund. Michelle Morgan. Brendan Morgan. Jake Epstein. Stephanie Bennett. Lynette Ware. Tony Elwand. Sergio DiZio, and Mindy Cohn. Executive Producer, Beth Stevenson. Executive Producers, Nancy Amon and Stan Hum. Producer, Jessica Reese. Associate Producer, Peter Durst. A Brain Power Studio production. Hallmark Media.